This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The partial government shutdown is now in its third week, and there's no resolution in sight. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, both President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats have agreed to continue negotiations through the weekend.
The president met here at the White House with congressional leaders for the second time in 3 days and says their staffs will work through the weekend to make more progress on the border security he insists be part of any deal. Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says he pleaded with the president to open the government now and talk later.
Don't hold millions of Americans, hundreds of thousands of workers hostage.
Schumer says the president instead said the shutdown could last months or years.
Absolutely, I said that.
He doesn't actually think it will, but says he's prepared to do whatever it takes to get what he wants for the border. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Employers went on a December hiring binge. As AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports, the economy added more than 312,000 jobs in the final month of the year.
I think this is going to be very reassuring.
Gus Fauché, chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, on the 312,000 jobs added last month.
That's well above expectations of about 180,000. So, obviously there's been concern with the stock market, but the economy is holding up very well.
And Fauché remains bullish on the outlook for the rest of the year.
Given the fact that consumers are in good shape, that businesses are in good shape, I think the U.S. economy will continue to expand, and that I think by the middle of this year, this will become the longest expansion in U.S. economic history.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Friday he deeply regrets the decision of Somalia's federal government to expel a special envoy. This is VOA News. A judge has extended the term of a grand jury used in Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The extension is the latest sign the Mueller investigation will continue for at least the next several months. The grand jury was expected to expire this week after a standard 18-month term. Federal criminal procedure rules allow such extensions when a judge determines it's in the public interest. The extension can only last up to 6 months. President Trump has said for months the Mueller investigation should wrap up.
This thing should have been over with a long time ago.
He has said the Mueller probe has been a huge waste of time because there is no collusion. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Edward Gallagher, a decorated Navy veteran, has pleaded not guilty to multiple charges of war crimes while serving in Iraq. We get the details on his plea from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher is accused of fatally stabbing a teenaged prisoner in his care and posing with the corpse during a reenlistment ceremony. He's also accused of shooting at unarmed civilians during his 8th deployment. This case stands out because of the seriousness of the allegations and the fact that the prosecution's case involves testimony from fellow SEALs, usually a very tight-knit group. Gallagher's attorney says his client is being falsely accused by disgruntled SEALs who wanted to get rid of a demanding platoon leader. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Western officials are asking for answers from Moscow after a former U.S. Marine was arrested and charged with espionage in Russia. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the case comes amid rumors that Paul Whelan may be used as a bargaining chip for Russian spy Maria Butina.
The former U.S. Marine that's been charged in Russia on espionage allegations is being held in solitary confinement at the notorious Lefortovo detention facility. And now there are rumblings that Paul Whelan, who has American and British citizenship, may be used by Russia as a bargaining chip. Whelan's arrest last month has prompted calls from Western powers for answers. On Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the U.S. will demand Whelan's immediate return if it determines his detention is inappropriate.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. And a federal appeals court has ruled in favor of a Trump administration policy restricting transgender people from serving in the military. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled Friday a lower court judge was wrong to block the Pentagon from implementing its plan to limit transgenders in the military. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.